I will make a motion to approve these minutes with the one correction that Linda found just a minute ago, Mrs. Lakehorn.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any other additions, deletions, or corrections?
See anything, sir?
Nothing jumps out at me.
I did notice just one thing.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, on number two, you've got me as admans.
Again? Oh, that's, I changed it, that was a change, that was the change.
Oh, was that changed?
That was the change.
I hear my hair that I'll start singing.
Are these the right minutes?
November 5th?
They may have been the ones with us, I may have copied them when they first came out. Without a correction?
Yeah, yeah, because that was a, where she made a correction to the October 15th.
So I apologize, I try and get these printed out ahead of time for you.
No, this is the right one.
Oh, it is the right one.
It is the right one, I'm sorry.
Stop causing trouble.
No, I'm sorry. Time roll.
All right, so the whole idea of reviewing the town plan and the action items. Actually, Lorraine Brown has been on me for a year, and I put her off because of the downtown designation. It seems we have a couple of meetings when we don't know what we're supposed to be doing for the downtown designation, or whatever it's gonna be called next. I thought it was a good time, and she asked me again the other day, so. So I thought what we could do, tell me if this makes sense to everybody else, we could just go through quickly and look at the action items and, or even more basic, figure out who is actually responsible to work on the action items. I don't think, from a quick review of this afternoon, it doesn't really look like it's all on the planning commission by any stretch of the imagination. It's just that we have to make people,
architecture of Rutland.
We have to make people aware of that they have some responsibility to this plan.
The action plans, are they in those boxes at the bottom?
Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things where we just go by and the Historical Society has volunteered to help, which is great. And she couldn't be here tonight, but I think they'll be here for working sessions. And I think without too much trouble, we probably could meet two December meetings and knock off a bunch of things and, you know, maybe get the low-hanging fruit to start with and then go back on some of the more difficult ones. The thing that I noticed going through it is a lot of the things for the downtown designation fits in, you know, so we'll be able to say we're doing that for this.
Right. Now, how does this have to be presented?
That's one of the questions. How do we want to do this? I think some of it will have to go to the select board, and unfortunately, if it's a money item, it's going to cost. We're way late to ask for that because they're in the middle of the budget now. And having been there, if somebody came to me now and wanted X amount of dollars for something, I would have said you should have got to me last summer. You know, and so some of the stuff we won't be able to do for a year, but at least we can plan to be doing it and be prepared to do it when the time comes. So, I mean, a lot of it is mostly just making an effort to, this is Ann, we want it, you know, whatever that happens to be. The page four, provide efficient system of public facilities and services to meet current and future needs. So these on the introduction are very broad.
I was gonna say.
You know, what does that mean?
We want to have a really nice town. We want it to look pretty.
Exactly.
We want a lot of money.
And we can, you know, the point of that is you can pencil in what has already been done, what is going to be done in the future, you know, and that can be in terms of bond issues that are done in the, you know, on a big scale. And something as simple as changing the way they let people in the park. You know, who knows? Whatever it is, it can be. It doesn't have to be all grand.
So, like number two, to broaden access to educational and vocational training opportunities.
We built a school.
We have a school, but how do we broaden access to like vocational training?
Oh, doesn't have anything to do with us. It's a school board.
Well, no, but we can point to things that they're doing. For instance, the town brings on an intern for the water and sewer plants. So that's a perfect vocational thing. And it really is a working thing. It's kind of a model for the state the way so they. I don't know if they've graduated, maybe three or four people, three anyways, that I know of, have gone through it and are either working for us or found gainful employment in a different spot. So that's the kind of thing, you know, and it doesn't have to be us, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Number five is never going to
help. Right.
And, you know, like...
That's the economic development, but we're kind of getting shot down on that one. That's a sore subject.
Well, this, for instance, Skyline would be, the Skyline study is something that would help.
Under five?
Oh, yeah.
Under five.
Oh, is that you or me?
That's mine. Oh, I think it's mine.
Okay. Somebody's at my front door.
It was probably my tenant coming home.
That's my front door ring. Back door is different.
To maintain and enhance recreational opportunities for urban residents. Visitors and preserve Fairhaven's New England character. We can point to the new zoning regs, you know, the historical regs. It doesn't have to all be solved at the same time either. It just has to show that there's effort.
Well, these aren't really any, the introduction aren't really a lot of things that have to be solved.
No, and you know, this is very broad, and it gets a little more specific as we go through. And you can put our zoning regs in that for number six.
Were you in the picture yesterday in the paper or today?
I was showing someone the unit when the photo was being taken, and it didn't feel like I needed to be there, but I was there.
Congratulations. Thanks. On the outstanding.
So number six, as I just kind of said, that's the...
subdivision rules.
Yep. You have changed proposed to change the regs to allow PUDs in commercial, opportunity for housing.
Yeah.
Under that zoning change.
Seven.
We've done a lot.
We have put a new playground in. We have a dog park.
Yep. So all that stuff becomes very well. I think
newly painted fence in the park.
I think the food trucks, the stuff that the IBC does as far as decorating for different holidays. So all that counts.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Number seven, is that what you're putting all those out into? Okay.
We saw a presentation from the chamber or Cedar rather to discuss the Real Rutland Concierge Program. They came and asked for renewal of their funding for the 2027 budget.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw number seven. That's Cedar right there.
The chamber, they...
Economic Development for Rutland Region.
Yeah, they hold semi-regular meet and greets for people who are thinking about moving to the area. They help connect them with business leaders and potential job opportunities. They also provide some amount of grant funding goes towards helping with moving expenses and kind of incentivizing people to move to the area.
I think they give them a weekend in the Rutland County area, and depending on the cooperation, the financial cooperation, they come this way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with Lyle gone, I can't bust on him like I always do. Come this side of Birdseye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's been a couple in the last month or so that they've brought
have
to
they?
Fairhaven.
Good.
Like one family and then one single.
Oh, see that? And so that's... Cedar in there.
That was what first popped into my head when I saw that one. I was like, that's Cedar right there.
Yeah, real Rutland Concierge Program. Mm-hmm.
We do not have bike paths. We have a fairly good ongoing improvement of sidewalks and things. Mm-hmm. So that's that.
Cyclers. Yeah, new lights, flashing lights for the crosswalk.
Those are great.
Yep.
I know I like their face of pie.
For number one, I'm not sure we mentioned the new DPW building.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Number eight's never going to happen.
Oh, come on.
Here's the spirit.
Transportation?
Well, we do have the bus.
We have the bus. How many times does it come and go?
Twice a day?
I think so, yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 6 o'clock in the evening? Something like
I think
that.
It's actually twice in the morning, twice in the evening, and once almost right at noon.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, but it's a round trip that it takes, right, from Rutland to Castleton to here to Pulteney back to Rutland.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my son used to get on it, and he would be on it. He started work at 8, and I'd drop him off at 6 down here, and he'd have to go the whole route.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah. Is that right?
I called when I was working in Rutland. I said, well, we pick up 6:30 in Fairhaven in the park. Okay. And what time do you get to Rutland? Oh, 10:30. I said, 4 hours? You know, it's 17 miles.
You could walk in four hours.
I know. I said, 10:30 is a bad time for a commuter run. they weren't willing to compromise at the time.
I hated driving up the mountain. I hated it. First time I encountered black ice, I was on my way down from the pass.
Were you in the car with us that time?
No, I was alone on my way to work.
You sure?
And I think.
Remember the party for, who was it? Somebody's birthday.
It was Karen's
birthday. Karen's birthday?
Birthday. Mm-hmm. Oh, the ice storm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You were there, weren't you? You were in the car, weren't you?
I was alone in my car.
Oh.
Yes. I ended up parking.
It's a long story, but it was...
Yeah, by Journey's End, I parked, and I just kept walking. I was in high heel boots.
Just put it this way, I gave up one of my nine lives.
What are your what?
I gave up one of my nine lives when I was driving that time, and I had everybody in the car. I don't know.
I wonder why. Well, I mean, I would have driven up there for work and driven home.
Suffice to say, that was one of those deals where
the next morning we had.
I'm not going to win the lottery because I was doing this going down the hill with a car full of people, and I started the slide to go over to the, you know, just going into the, whoever I'm gonna hit. And I pulled in like I was parallel parking and stopped.
It was.
I did that on the highway when I worked at Rutland Hospital. Luckily, somebody was way behind me, because all of a sudden I'm spinning and I'm over here at this bank, and then I'm like, over here at this bank looking down. I was like, and I did that like three times.
I parked my car.
And then I sort of got back on my little and right on. I went.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
That sounds
bad. I was dying. Did
you see somebody walking up the road that night? I'm in my car. I see no cars going up the mountain. None. There's not a soul going up the mountain. I'm thinking to myself, it was just at that right temperature.
Oh, it was.
Just at that right temperature.
On the top of the mountain, it was raining. It was pouring rain. And down Menden Way, you got down to it just settled in there, and it was just cold enough. It was all
that. I'm driving down the mountain. I see somebody walking up the road. I roll my window down, and they said, "Don't go any farther unless you want to crash and burn." And I'm like, "What the heck?"
It was.
I was at Journey's End. I walked all the way down to, I don't know if you remember Bud Adams' parents owned Metzger Brothers, the flat company.
Oh yeah.
He was down at the bottom, waiting to come up the mountain. He goes, "Come on, Linda, I'll give you a ride."
They were literally back in the sand truck up the hill.
Oh, wow. You know. Yeah, they couldn't get anything. They could not.
It was a wild night.
It was.
It was a wild night for a lot of reasons.
Karen's birthday.
I don't know where you would put
Were you there at the party?
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you what I was wearing.
Really? Steve and Pete got made up. The women made them all, did makeup on them.
I don't remember.
You know, oh, Pete looked, he looked lovely. Steve, not so much.
Steve.
To identify, and back to the, get back out of my lesser days. To identify, protect, preserve, and showcase important natural, scenic, cultural, and historic features of the areas of Fairhaven's landscape. And if you think of anything, we can add it to it if it's not.
Well, didn't we just went through all the regulations for the landscape in downtown?
And we did do that. That's part of the historic.
All right, yeah. So there's.
That could easily fall under 15 as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, it doesn't mean that it can't be in two different places too. I mean, this is.
How can you be in two places at once when you're not anywhere at all?
It's easy.
So that was the report you're talking about, Anne?
Yeah, where we walked around town and talked about every building and
the historic downtown designation.
Right.
Yeah. So that's cultural and scenic and
what about
historic.
13? Well, we are getting, we have solar panels.
Number 10 seems like very.
We just made efficiency upgrades to the HVAC system in the town office.
There you go. It's a start in the right direction.
Yeah. Have any improvements like that been made to the schools in recent years? I'm not.
That's a really good question. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Have they replaced the HVAC with heat pumps or anything like that?
I bet they have, but you know they did.
Pellets or?
They did a pretty extensive renovation when they moved the kids up there.
Yeah, right.
So I'm sure that was part of it, but I don't know. Which is something that we called the school and asked them, and it just added as progress.
Did we list that project under number 2?
Garden access.
The high school expansion and the.
But that wasn't since 2024.
Oh. I guess that's right. Is that what we're looking for? Only that
things since
that
we
happened
created
in the last
this,
year.
Yeah,
so
the speed limit signs make it safer.
It's all part of it, yes.
Write it down. Speed limit signs. Or speed limit reduction.
I don't know how we maintain the exterior air, water we do for just, we do for any of our improvements on the water plant.
It's not like we have anybody spewing anything into the air through a big steam stack or anything.
I have a hard time defining the project that we did across the street in the park, which I know that's going to improve
the stormwater
runoff and water treatment's ability to keep up during heavy storms. But how would you, what do we call that?
And they're like a screen or something that's keeping
repair. Oh, we did this out here too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's a...
Talking about the same thing.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the parking lot out there. No, that's called that's taking phosphorus or with not depositing it back into the lake. So
that's what takes care of water.
Yeah, that's water. Yeah, that's good. That's a really good one. I don't know what it's called.
I'm gonna try and find that.
I had it wrote down on the front of my other binder because I thought the name was like long and
bureaucratic.
Yeah. And yeah, so I had wrote it down one night, but it's on all the downtown regulation folder thing.
I drive by and try to read the sign. Never got to the end before I had to go to the front corner. And 12, what do we, 12.
Support local agriculture?
That's what 11, yeah.
Well, that's 11, yeah.
Forestry.
11 and 12, it's all that.
I don't know.
Here we go. Well, we know
anything specific that we
could. Farmer's market.
Stormwater.
We don't have one anymore.
No.
Farmer's market. That would work for something like that, but we don't have one anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. To support local agriculture.
Well, let's, somebody will come up
buy
with
your eggs from your neighbor with a chicken.
Chickens.
Don't say that word. That's a dirty word in my zoning department.
Chickens
in town.
Somewhere has a rooster because I heard him crowing.
Oh yeah.
That's at my house the other day.
Really?
Now where do you live?
I live on West Street.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Could be. Yeah.
I think there's one over on like around. Isn't there one around?
There are chickens
Street?
Down further on West Street. I know someone has enough acreage that they legally have chickens. So I know
think there's
places.
Some like right across from me, two chickens in the backyard over there, but I'm not really 100%. I've seen them every now and then. But it's been a while. That rooster is okay.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
Bob, the name of that project that went in the green, mm-hmm. that was the Fairhaven Village Green Stormwater Implementation. Stormwater Implementation.
That's a lot.
And it was an underground treatment tank system.
It's a...
an urban drainage area.
And that was free, and we beat being told to do that by a couple of years. So that's really, it's fortunately they did it fast, and it looks good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it holds up. But it's, I think that was a simple one to do. Hopefully. And that's a good one. Right? Support local agriculture. We'll have to go on.
Yeah.
Provide for wise and efficient use of Fairhaven slate and geologic resources. We've left that to the Chimeras.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wise and efficient use. I don't know how that.
Is there an operating quarry in town anymore, Bob?
Up on River Street. Isn't
oh,
it?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I forgot. Yep.
That's a huge project. Yep. If you went up there, everybody up there?
No, where?
Is it Charlie Brown?
No, not Charlie's. this is in town, down, well, it's actually almost directly across from the, where the childcare place was in the brick house.
Oh, like up by, is it up Brooklyn Heights? Or?
It's beyond Brooklyn Heights, but it's up back there, and it's massive. It goes all the way to my house. You know.
Who runs it?
I don't know who's that.
I can't tell you, Bob. No, I mean, I issued the
permit. I should know, but I don't.
Where the building they put up for processing there, you know, lower below where the quarrying is, but I can't tell you the name right now.
Oh, is that Markrel?
It could be.
But I mean, it comes to the top of the hill on your guys' property.
Right.
And it's, you know, one minute you're in woods and the next minute you're in a moonscape.
Really?
Yeah. It's, and if you look, actually, another way, if you look like, you know where Proctor's used to be? Proctor's Tractor Place?
Yes.
By Leonard's.
Yeah.
You look out towards Fairhaven this way, you'll see it. You'll see the slag heaps, and you'll see.
Oh really?
You'll see the mountain disappearing.
Huh.
It's kind of sad, but it keeps a lot of people working too.
I know we've had those electric car chargers in the parking ride for a while, but we switched to a different vendor, didn't we? Was that since this plan was put together?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to tout that, but
yeah, but it's definitely part of that. Yes, that would be
energy reduction.
Yep. What do you call those? EV stations.
Yeah, and specifically, they're level. Well, maybe not all of them, but one at least one of them is a level 3 charger. Mm-hmm. I think
much faster.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Is there any way that the town finds out how much those are used? This is just curiosity on my part. In other words, do you have any kind of data about in a year's time, so many people have charged so many hours from those things?
I'm sure there's a way the company can.
There almost certainly is. I don't know how that program was managed or who holds the keys, but we use charge point chargers at the buildings that we manage, and I've been looking into that data pretty recently. So it's definitely available.
Okay, just curiosity. Mm-hmm. I haven't made it the flow here.
Neat to know. It really would see how they're working. And you know.
Does anyone remember when did Blink come in and who was kind of running the show there to make that happen?
No. I don't know.
Did they put those in when they did the whole parking ride thing?
Yeah, they put them in then, and
they used to be in the front.
Yeah, there was two chargers in the front. They got rid of those. Yeah, they got rid of those. They were older and took a while. But one of the things that we found is one teacher that lived someplace that came and he parked after work. He parked there, had 20 minutes to do nothing, so he always walked around town and stopped, you know, got stopped at Durfee's. I talked to him one time, I saw him sitting there, and I wanted to know what, because I'd seen him before. Yeah. So he just took it as a decompression time, you know?
Yeah,
spend some money.
Mm-hmm. If I'd been trapped in a room with a bunch of kids, I'd be decompressing too.
The fact that it's level 3, though, like, really want to underscore the importance of that, because for commuters on a really long trip, they want to shorten the amount of time that they have to stay in one place while they're fueling back up. And with a level 2 charger, you just can't charge quickly enough to make that realistic. So when you have level 3, it's much more likely someone's going to come off the hot highway and stop and stay in town for
an hour. They're all located. There's plenty of sites and apps that you can go. You can get to locate what you have on level 3 or level 2.
Does it cost more to have the quicker charging
It can, but it's all up to the person running the charger, how they want to price it. It is more expensive to install those units for fairly obvious reasons, because it's a higher voltage. Yeah. But,
so do they have to pay every time they use it to charge?
It's just, it's like they get a
charge. Charge, yes, but that's not always the case. Like, I have a plug-in hybrid, and so I will often go out of my way to use a free charger as opposed to a paid charger when they're available. There's one I like to use in Saratoga Springs when I go there, that's on the top of the parking deck downtown near the movie theater, right off of Broadway. And I know that it's free, and I can check to see that it's available before I go. And
how do they do free ones? How does that work?
Well, that's a very good question, right? It all depends on
location.
Who the person is that installed it, who manages it. I would imagine in a lot of cases when you find a free charger, it is because there was some stipulation when they installed it that they were required to provide it as like kind of a public resource. On the other hand, my organization, Cornerstone, we run, you know, affordable housing, apartment buildings. We have a charger at the Lincoln Place Apartments in downtown Rutland, which used to be a Catholic school, I forget which one, but... right off of West Street on the corner of Lincoln, and they've been free for almost 3 years since they were installed, and that was only because the guy who was the asset manager at the time didn't know that you could change the settings. They installed it, and I only found this out recently, and someone told me, oh yeah, it's free because we're not allowed to charge for it. I was like, what do you mean we're not allowed to charge for it? Of course we're allowed to charge for it.
Who pays for the electricity in those instances?
It was in our case, it was just on the electric bill. We were paying like $1,000 a month to GMP, and a portion of that was people using the charger for free just because we didn't bother to set it up.
It was nice to get rid of those two that we had, because we paid $80 a month for those.
But the people still had to pay for their electricity.
People still had to pay. So that was Green Mountain Power being Green Mountain Power. But it still was good to have, but it was an $80 donation that Barry made to the good of the world.
Yeah.
Which didn't go well with some of the selectmen, needless to say.
Yeah.
So the EV stations are big ones. That's a good one. Support flood resiliency. We have a new hazard mitigation
plan,
emergency plan. Yeah.
And nothing's been changed with the zoning.
No.
But
where do you find the new emergency plan?
Well, I would like to say it's online, but
I don't know. I can't.
That's where it should be.
Oh no, my name's spelled incorrectly online though. For the planning commission.
Really?
Either the planning commission or the EDC. One of those two. Yeah, has me as FINNLE.
Let's see.
Well, I'll try to check on that. I know you're on the zoning.
Call Joe. Get rough with them.
The 2019 hazard mitigation plan is available on our website, the town website.
It actually is new. There's a new one that has been adopted.
Yep.
So that should be 2024 or 2025.
I'm trying to find
Jim
that.
Is that Jim Miller that does that?
He might. He's probably the only one that's conscientious about that.
Jim Heller?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
He's worked for the town forever in public works.
Yeah.
And he's done, and he's the chief of the fire department.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one time when he was just a fireman and lived on 2nd Street, or on Carnarvon Street, he would ride to a fire on his bike with all his turnout gear on.
Oh, gosh.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. And we used to sit on a porch in one of the apartments there and just watch it and go, oh, God, I love living up here. Because sometimes riding all that gear was a little difficult.
Oh, I'm sure. That's heavy.
One time he ditched his bike and just ran the rest of the way, which made it even better.
So they finally charged Nathan, when is it?
Hmm?
It was posted in October.
Did you see that?
Right?
No.
That was garbage.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was garbage, something changed.
He's got other things.
People
to do
bitching about it. Where's 3rd Street?
Off Mechanic Street.
Oh, okay.
It's a dead end street.
Yeah.
That's my old neighborhood.
That must be where he lives.
I think my friend Tanya lives out there.
Could be either. It was for you. To plan, develop, and maintain the historic settlement pattern of compact village separated by rural countryside. Once again, the PUD development's a good example of that. And also the historic and the downtown designation. Anything else anybody thinking about? That's a long one.
Page 11, I think, is the next goals.
Yep.
Page 11.
Oh, well, sure, we got numbers.
Most of the stuff, I mean, just look at
page 4.
How this works is the action items are the ways to achieve the goal. Is that how it was written?
I don't understand the question.
So you have the goals and you have the actions, right?
Oh, yeah.
The actions are the ways to obtain the goal, right?
Yes. Yes. And the idea is to show progress towards that, and that's what the review would be. And if there are things that we can do in these specific bullet points.
Did we create a historic preservation board?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, except that the EDC and Fair Haven Partnership would kind of fit that bill a little bit.
Right.
Especially for the downtown end. We'll put it down and it may be something that we'd want to expand on.
What line, what number is that?
I don't know, which one?
5? No.
6?
Nope. Yeah, that's easy.
7. Create a historic preservation board is number 7.
Oh.
Has anyone heard any word from Dave Nelson on whether he still intends to sell that building or buildings?
Knowing Dave, you won't hear about it until two weeks after he sold it. I'm moving. See you later. Close it.
But he went through the process to be able to do the use the 3rd floor opera house. Mm-hmm. I mean, came and went through the zoning board and got his permit issued.
Did he? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When did he do that? Do you know?
This last year.
Mm. Oh, good.
I think
he didn't get his fire escape yet, though, did he?
He got approved by the fire marshal for up to 55 people. So he was limited on both the number of folks and the number of events that he could have. So he came asking for what he could use it for currently with the way it is, and was approved for everything that he desired.
Yeah. He doesn't have to put an elevator in?
No. Not under the restrictions of the State Division of Fire Safety.
But 55 people was nothing for that place.
I've never been up there.
That place is, I would think that you're you could safely assume 500 or better could be there.
Not many elderly are going up there, are they?
Not, and that's the whole thing. You need the elevator, and that means you're gonna have to deal with Dave. But that's
I wouldn't go. I couldn't go up there because I can't breathe. I can't walk that many flights.
But I mean, he was, as far as development and encouraging and the town approving something going forward there, he's already gone through the process.
I didn't know that. That's great.
Of what he could to get approved for to use it. I haven't heard anything advertised or any movement on it, but
it would be interesting, the fire marshal, how they would deal with that, because it's upstairs and you know, you can't use an elevator.
No, there has to be and again, this is memory of the time that he came before the board for approval, but I think there has to be somebody there to be able to direct people for an event, you know, so there are some kind of coverage of somebody being responsible if there needed to be folks evacuated for some reason. But it is just that one stairway going up and down that folks would use.
Yeah, you would need, I mean, for fire, you can't use an elevator, you can't call it.
Right.
You know, so you would need it.
But just informationally, that was approved and permit issued for it.
I think that makes it a selling point, too.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's probably where he was going with that. But I hear he's trying to get rid of a lot of his properties. I don't know if that's true. I mean, how old is he?
He's up there.
He is trying to be retired, was my understanding the last time I spoke to him.
That makes sense.
And that his stepson, Trevor, has been doing, he handled the application part of it for that approval of that development. So I think he is trying to hand off things rather than him being doing it anymore.
Well, that's good.
I think he spends a lot of time in Florida.
Yeah, he spends his winters down there. What is he on besides here and all?
He owns some in Rutland.
He owns the places in Rutland, Brandon.
Yeah. Where the Japanese,
or whatever.
He's got those, and then there's the Japanese food restaurant, Tokyo House, next to the parking garage, that building.
Doesn't he have where Rays of Sunshine wasn't, too, on Center Street?
I think that's Foley.
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah. Because I talked to her Foley about that space.
I was going to write that. When John went out,
yeah.
I was like next in line for that building and house, or that space. But
no, I think it's Chris Loris's office.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a cute space.
It's really cute.
Tiny and
a little restaurant.
Long.
Or an apothecary.
Right? Like I've been in there, I'd already measured everything, and but to get so much flour in there, that would take me forever.
Yeah. Do you guys know that there's a Thai restaurant in Rutland?
They're so good.
A Thai restaurant?
Oh. My
where?
Oh yeah.
That's where
Patty
Squalors used to be, down in that little Tenny Brook where you could go.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, it used to be Little Bangkok, but then somebody bought it from Patty.
Oh, I don't know. It was Pasquale's for the longest time.
Yeah.
My sister and I went in there when she was here. Holy cow, it was fabulous. And it was not expensive.
We like okay.
What's it called? The
sweet
rug?
Rice, it says.
What?
Sweet rice.
Sweet rice, yes.
Didn't know. Good to know.
It was so good.
Nice. My friend Patty lived in there with her little Bangkok.
I don't know too many people that'll eat Thai food in my husband.
I'm getting back to your goals here. Sorry.
Nobody's
got work enough. Sorry. work with the Fairhaven Historical Society to do interactive presentations on Fairhaven's historic history. So this was something that Sia was talking about, the library trustees meeting with the grant that was given to the library about potentially doing presentations due to this 250 bit coming up. In that one.
They're
working on that. There is in the works. Not just the library, but the other
obviously the Historical Society and other places.
Do you ever get any authors come in and do
I've had two authors this past month. I have. One from Fairhaven and one from Burlington.
Who's from Fairhaven?
Kristen Ramey.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
She wrote a book, a little children's book.
So, a site for a Fairhaven History Museum.
I was just going to say, can we consider the room that's been allocated upstairs?
And we can consider every wall up there as a potential place for historical documents.
A museum. A museum.
What else would you do with it?
Yeah. I've never been up there, I don't know.
It's got potential. It's
And that's where they're moving to.
Yes. Yeah.
They did a great job organizing up there. I think it looks good.
Who's moving up there?
I haven't been up in a while. Rick Wilson's been doing a lot of work.
He's been painting up there. Painting,
all kinds of stuff.
So, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. In progress.
Where's our Over here. Third floor.
Town committee to ensure the integrity of the green. I don't know what
that means. DPW mows the lawn and, you know,
It's fairly well deeded. I don't think there's much chance of McDonald's getting moved in. I'm almost sure of it. For the longest time, people didn't think you could even have a covered gazebo in there.
They
thought that was kind of set in stone. Although there was one when I was a kid, it was covered.
Well, but I never knew any different.
And it turned out that that's not part of the deed. It makes sense. It was originally for grazing, you know, for people to have a place to graze cattle.
Yeah.
And there's usually always a barn with cattle somewhere.
Right.
I think it's fairly well deeded. I don't think that. Plus, can't imagine anybody.
Well, our zoning, it's a recreational area too.
True.
With our zoning, so it isn't set so someone could do any kind of commercial development there.
Well, that's one of those things that maybe the Historical Society and the Historical Society can give us some insight, because I don't remember why we put that in there. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know.
It's certainly a lofty goal that we may have already done.
I'm curious about number 11, review and update historic properties currently listed on the registers. If only because my impression when we had the Historical Society come in to discuss which buildings should be considered contributing to the historic downtown designation, I was left with the impression that we had a somewhat restricted timeline and a kind of narrow view of what constituted historical.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like they had an end date in mind and it was not moving.
Yeah, and because we talked about
the
St. Mary's School.
Right.
Yeah.
1956.
I'm not going to make the argument for any one particular building, but one of the arguments against it was like, it's not old enough. It's not enough in keeping with the character that we've specified with the existing historical buildings listed.
But don't they have an updated new book?
Yeah.
For historical.
Have they added any younger buildings?
I have to look at that. I don't know.
I've got them both in store.
I've got. I'll look. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I would argue with them on the St. Mary's School. Yeah. That is.
It's certainly old enough now.
Well, yeah. It's 69 years old.
I went to kindergarten.
It is.
Right,
and
did you?
And I had, you know, we're working at Cornerstone on a project that would rehab one of the buildings of the Brandon Training School to turn that into apartments. And we walked with Vermont Housing Conservation Board and with consultants for the historic applications that we're going to have to do. And there were a lot of elements that they were pointing out. There were things they were fine with us changing, and there are things they aren't, because they're going to be considered contributing to the historicity of the building.
Historicity.
I don't know if that's even a word. But
historical value.
It's not, in aesthetically, it's not that dissimilar from St. Mary's.
Yeah. Well, it's probably the same contemporary buildings. Yeah. And those, all those buildings are, as far as I'm concerned, are ugly.
I mean,
the schools, a lot of those 1960s buildings are square and they didn't spend a lot of time worrying about it. Mm-hmm. They drew straight lines and flat roofs and called it even.
Sorry, they're called it even, flat roofs, it's even, sorry. Sorry.
And there's a lot of flat roofs in Vermont that...
Called it even.
It doesn't make any sense to have a flat roof in Vermont.
Hard to explain.
I have so many additions.
Not necessarily. Not if you have a drainage system. A good roof membrane and a drain can get you.
I've got like two flat spots on
them. I mean, they work. Yeah. They've made them.
We have two flat roofs from additions that were put on, and because of that, I'm stuck with Liberty Mutual insurance for my household.
Mine used to have the widow's peaks up in the top, way up, so, and they were square up there, so both of those have membranes over them.
Yeah, I have a Second Empire French, now Phil probably knows better than me.
It's been a long time.
The top of the roof, the very top, it's kind of comes to a little point, doesn't it? And then comes to his grandparents used to own my house. Mm-hmm. So he's spent a lot of time.
I believe so, but
that,
again,
yeah.
It's been years since I've been up through there.
Yeah. My roof is weird. It's so weird. When you have to work on it, you better get some really, really insured people, because it's way up there.
Oh, yeah.
it's like 3.5 stories up. It's big.
It's going to be 8:30.
Okay.
I think that's a reasonable time to quit.
I think so.
One last question. Did we create a binder containing the full history of the town of Fairhaven that will be available for the people?
Yes.
Actually,
the Historical Society's got two books.
Perfect.
Two chapters. There's two books so far.
Yeah, and the second book is smaller, but it's updated.
Yeah. And there's additional stories.
After that meeting when they were here, I asked Lorraine for a copy of both. And I joined.
They're in the library.
And I joined the history.
I've got to do that. I'm going to do that. I keep saying that. It's kind of, I was the first president of the Historical Society. I haven't been to a meeting since that year.
No, I joined it, but they're not ever giving me an office because I just don't have time for anything.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I got hooked up in the select board and the Energy Committee.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Aye. Second.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Aye.
That was actually.
Just I was going to ask, any ideas on next meeting if I don't.